Now, sometimes I get confused with all the different months of what's going on, but at first I thought it was a fire prevention month. No, I know better than that. May is Wildfire Awareness Month.
That is correct.
Tony Miller is joining us here. Now, Tony, are you still considered captain, or are you fire marshal now? How does that go?
Well, as of January, I was promoted to the fire marshal position. Yeah.
Which is obviously a step up.
Yes.
And a lot more
yes.
responsibility probably. Too.
Of course. It really didn't change my job too much.
Because you were doing some of the same things already.
Yeah, pretty much most of the exact same job, just gave me the title that actually you kind of need to kind of move forward with the fire inspections and, you know, so on and so forth, and prevention and public education and everything else that I do.
Now, fire prevention is a big deal, obviously, in the home, outside the home, around the home. Wildfire awareness is a little bit different because sometimes a fire can happen that's outside of our control and invade our space. So we want to know what we can do to protect our homes. And we talked about this in the past, but I think it's good to refresh everybody's memory. And we talk about defensible space is one of the first things that comes to mind. Talk a little bit about, you know, that as we go out from the home, the different distances and how that pertains to protecting your home.
Well, you know, we talk about, you said the term defensible space, right? That is a big conversation when it comes to most residents in Florence, and so, or even outside of Florence and in some of the more rural areas. And what we have done is we've kind of adopted the FireWise program, which is, or their message that they've put out. And they talk about these zones, and they break them up into pretty much three zones, 0 to 5 feet, 5 feet to 30 feet, 30 feet out to 100 feet. And, you know, when we look at Florence and we look at how much vegetation that we have around here, everybody's like, well, where do we start? You know, it's overwhelming, especially with how much growth we have. And what we tell people is just to look at that 0 to 5 feet and harden your home in that 0 to 5 feet is where you start. And then as you move out, you can go to that 5 to 30. And so in that 0 to 5 feet, what we want you to do, or what one of the recommendations is try to make sure you keep your, you know, work on your gutters, keep them clean, right? Clean up the valleys and some of the roof areas that can actually collect debris. You also want to work on the ground side of it. And that 0 to 5 feet is really, really important just because leaves collect in corners, pine needles, so on and so forth. You can also look at possibly using a non-combustible ground cover like gravel, rock, sidewalks, things like that in that 0 to 5 feet. What that does is that just creates a buffer between a wildland fire that might be creeping along in your grass and your lawn, and it actually will stop before it gets to your house, which houses have wood and products that can actually burn. And so that kind of takes me to the next segue, and that is looking, you know, moving in the future, if you're looking to replace any of the siding or your roof or something like that, think about those fire-rated materials that could be put on your home, like cement board sidings, one of those good ones. They have different types of class roofing that you can use to actually help. You also want to look at, like, foundation vents. Foundation vents are another way for debris and other stuff to get underneath your house, and it's an exact entry point to anything that could burn your house down. So you want to kind of put a quarter-inch or eighth-inch screening over those holes, as well as the ones that are on your gable, on your roofs, too.
That'll keep the bigger embers from getting underneath
there.
Yeah,
yep.
One of the things that we know about humans is, well, two of the things we know about humans is, one, a lot of humans will say, well, it's never going to happen to me. And then the other thing they say is, but I moved here for the vegetation. So how do you talk to those folks to encourage them to you know, maybe make this a priority?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think there is a little bit of a misconception when it comes to what the fire department or what fire officials look at to try to help protect your home. We, like you said, we all moved here to enjoy this green area that we live in. We also don't want you to mow everything down and cut your trees and do that. There are steps that you can take. You can start separating some of the bushes, clean up some of those debris underneath those bushes, limb them up a little bit. We talk about flame lengths, and on an average, 1.5 height of the bush or grass or whatever it could burn is what the flame lengths are going to be. So 1.5 times that. If it's a real oily bush, it can be up to 3 times. And so those are those things that you just kind of want to take into consideration, especially when you move into that 5 to 30 foot range. You want to try to separate those bushes. You want to try to limb up some of the stuff underneath there and clean up some of that dead debris. And then when it comes to trees, just limb them up a little bit. And what we look at when we trim up trees is we want to go up 6 to 10 feet. And that's obviously based on slope. So if right. you have a real steep embankment, you want to go a little bit higher than that.
So for someone like me, it's if I can get underneath it, we're probably at a good distance.
You are. And what we're trying to avoid is what we call ladder fuels. And those are, we call everything that burns in the fire industry fuel. So with that, we have fuels that will stair step as they increase, and then they get up into the trees. And then that's where we have a problem with stopping it. And that's where your big embers come from, which can actually burn your house down, even if you've hardened your home, right? So ember lands on your roof, goes through an e-vent, something in that nature. And the next thing you know, your house is on the ground just because, you know, we've gotten these bigger embers that are going to be flying. Because if you look at trees as a whole, or even some of the bushes, they're pretty resilient for the most part, right? And based on moisture content, how much moisture they're holding, depends on how long it takes them to catch on fire. And like bark on trees, it's designed to protect that tree and keep it from catching on fire. So when you limb up some of that stuff, as we increase the size of those fuels, those are one of the things that help eliminate something spreading from one to the next.
Because we live in Oregon, and because even in May and June when it starts getting drier, some of the night times can be fairly cool, and people start fires in their fireplace even in May and June. Are there any concerns about setting off wildfires? Do you have to make sure your chimneys are in good shape? What about the vents and flues that are around the top of that? Is that something that should be checked on a regular basis?
Oh, of course. We recommend annual inspections of your fireplaces, your screens, your roof vent covers that cap, I should say, the fireplace caps, just because of exactly that, right? Because if you have a lot of buildup on the inside of the fireplace flue, its chimney, it can actually create embers that can actually fly out. And like you said, they can start a fire someplace else.
And you certainly don't want to be the person who starts the fire, that's for sure.
No, because there is a certain responsibility and liability that comes and falls with that. So,
where can people find out more information and get more ideas on how to make their space more fire safe?
So, really, to be honest, you can contact me and I can give you all the information. I give you more information than you really want. NFPA has a program called FireWise, and that's a great website. So if you go on nfpa.org, great location to actually find a lot of information about that 0 to 5 feet, 5 feet to 30, and 30 to 100, and the steps that you can take, you know, like moving away your firewood away from your house, all those little things. You can also call the fire department. You can call us and talk to me and just ask for me specifically, and I can get you all that information. You can also go on our website, which is svfr.org, and we do have some information and links to great resources out there, especially for, like, you know, backyard burning, some of the restrictions that are going on with that, and following some of those guidelines that we recommend for that too as well. So,
well, let's real quickly, we got about a minute and a half here. Backyard burning, obviously, at some point, I believe it can be as early as May 15th. Sometimes it's in the middle of June. LARAPA recommends, or the fire department recommends, we stop outdoor burning. What's a good safe time to stop? Is it based on the dryness?
Well, yes. And so,
because sometimes we should probably stop maybe a few days before we get the warning or get the information that the warning's out.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't make those decisions. I say we, I use that term loosely, but LRAPA, ODF, they're the ones that make those decisions. And that's based off of science and weather patterns and winds and so on and so forth. And so when they make those decisions, we try to get it out as fast as we can. But sometimes we find out on a Thursday and then it closes on Friday. Mm-hmm. Like, we just recently had a burn restriction in place from LRAPA. Where backyard brush burning was banned just for about 2 weeks. They put it out for a week and then they extended it for an additional 3 or 4 days. So with that, getting the information out to the public is probably the biggest thing that we can do, and as fast as we can. If you go on our website, svfr.org, that is the quickest way to find out, and links to get other information when it comes to that. So
always be safe. May is Wildfire Awareness Month. Fire Marshal Tony Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Megan Mesmer and Aaron Reynolds on this edition of Our Tap.